Dispatch Mobile.
Hi, Gary. How you doing? N4DJC.
How doing this fine afternoon?
My granddaughter, she's doing her video stuff out here. I think 12-year-olds are apt to do.
Well, I tell you what, they enjoy them while they're little, Gary. They don't stay little long.
What we're trying to do, Gary. What are you up to this afternoon?
A friend of mine called and needed a trailer moved, and I went over there and helped him move it. Well, I moved the trailer for him. Got that taken care of. Now I'm headed back towards the house. I got two more stops I need to make. So I'm just out running errands pretty much.
It's not a bad day to be even doing work. It's not too bad out here. We got a little bit of cloud cover here, just enough to keep the sun from bearing in all the time, but sure is nice out here, though. Feels good. Got a little breeze, not much, though.
Better than none at all, I reckon, the way I look at it. And it is, like you said, the cloud cover's keeping the temperature from getting unbearable, and so that's a good thing. You know, that way you don't have to stand out in the blazing sun all the time. But, like I said, I'm just out running a few errands. I went and moved that trailer, and now I'm headed over to another friend's house to pick up some stuff. And I got to go to the store and pick up something. And then I got to ride the Traveler's Rest here in a little bit. I'm in downtown Greenville right now. But I got to ride the Traveler's Rest and take something up to a fellow ham that he bought that I had at the house. And we'll go from there.
Been an all-around helpful person today, then. Right there for other people, that's always good there. We do some of the same we have been in the past. Hopefully somebody will reciprocate what we're not able to do for ourselves anymore.
That's the way I look at it. You know, I feel like it will pay off in the long run.
Talked to a guy yesterday and said, always pays to be nice to people. You don't know when they might be able to help you out.
And trying to get in touch with another fella who lives up Traveler's Rest. I got something that he's the club president up here for the Blue Ridge Club. And the club bought some stuff, and I've got it at the house. I was going to take it by his house, but don't get a response from him, so I don't know if he's at home or not. If he is, he's not answering his phone. So, it being Sunday, he may be out doing errands as well.
My granddaughter was just looking at that bell in the house right down below us here. First time they've done any new building in the neighborhood in years, and she's not paying attention to what she's doing. I'm making sure she's don't go one or too far off, but they got the thing framed up, got the windows in it I guess yesterday they finished up with that part of it. I think they're going to be finished with it soon, but you know it is, that interior stuff takes a lot longer than the exterior does.
Once you get it framed up and get it in the dry, that's when the real work starts. Get inside and do all the wiring and the plumbing and putting all the walls and the molding and all of that stuff up, that takes some time.
They did. It's kind of an unusual looking house. It's got a unfinished room over the garage. It's got a couple of dormers on the side of it. I can't tell how big it is, though, but the garage don't look big enough for two cars. It may be, but maybe it's an optical illusion or something. It doesn't look quite wide enough to me. But this, I call it a story with a bonus room over the garage. But they put those LDLs in it, for the underfloor and all that, and it looks, the structure part of it looked real good, looked good and solid. But they had a time finding the right spot to put it, because this spot next to us has rocks on it, and they had to find the right place to put for the septic tank so it gets past the perk test. So they got it's facing on our side of the road now, so it's the same way I was in, so it's not catty corner or anything like that. I don't know what they're going to ask for it, though. They just had a lot down here below us for a long time, and It transferred hands in December of this past year. They got that and cleared it off. This dock wall, I think they paid $160 for the lot, and now they're asking, real estate agent asking around $300 for the lot now.
well, they probably ain't no telling what they got in it with the house on it and stuff on it. And, you know, building materials ain't doing them but going up. I tell you what, I went and looked at some price of some lumber the other day, and I said, goodness gracious, they think this stuff's made out of gold.
The lot I was talking about doesn't even have a house on it. I mean, yeah, that lot costs more. Probably, I don't think any house in the neighborhood, with exception one, might be worth more than that. But we do have some lakefront property. It's always more expensive. I've had it years ago, and I sold mine back in 2005. But I hadn't put anything, hadn't built a house on it or anything, but I got tired of dealing with it since it's all the way over on the Harville side of the lake. Just didn't have too far to drive back and forth to work when I had it then. It was also too much trouble to keep up with the Corps engineer always imposing new rules on you.
West Mobile. Well, you know, they do that. I don't know why they do it, but they just irritate and aggravate you for anything else. It just makes me mad that they keep thinking about new ways to make it harder on you as a landowner. But I guess that's the way it goes. It's always been that way. And one thing about a piece of land is it ain't going to do nothing but go up in value because they ain't making any more land.
Dad passed away back in 98. He and I owned it together. And, of course, I had to pay a bunch of taxes when I sold it. We didn't have to pay half as much since we owned it. You know, basically co-equal owners of it. But, you know, when the Corps shot the lines, high water lines, everything, you know, it's supposed to be 50 feet above the high water mark. And when they shot the lines, they didn't use a topography, I guess is the correct saying, of the land. They just shot lines straight across. So this lot down here, it's a quarter mile before you can get to the dock. And that's all Corps property, and you can't do anything much on it other than might be able to clear your footpath. That's about it.
Well, that put a damper on things, didn't it? Well, that's the way the government works, I guess. But at least they'll keep their part up a little bit, maybe. I don't know if they'll do much to it, but you won't have to worry about anything being put between you and the water that way. Jerry, I've enjoyed it. I'm fixing to pull in the driveway, the next stop I got to make. Good talking with you this afternoon. Hope you have a good afternoon with your grandchild. Enjoy the day. We'll talk at you a little bit later. You take care there, young man. 73, N4DJC, KI4DOS Mobile.
I appreciate Jordan Key saying young is relative. I just turned 71 in March. I'm younger, maybe, but I ain't young anymore. Anyway, yeah, I got to go back inside and check with you. Ran back inside, and I got the grandson inside there. He'll probably be bolting out here in a little bit, too. I have to keep an eye on him. Take care, fella, and you have a good afternoon. It's real nice you just take care of stuff. Other people, I know they appreciate it. You'll be rewarded one way or the other. Have a good one. KI4DOS, M4DJC, clear.
B2HX says listening.
For REI, go ahead.
I'm just playing radio here at my desk, making some changes.
Roger, my name's Walt, K4REI. I'm over in Hendersonville, North Carolina. I'm mobile at the moment. Over.
Oh, very good. Name here is Dave, down here in Greer, South Carolina, better known as GER. Just trying to clean up my desk a little bit.
We are coming in loud and clear from all the way from Greer. This repeater 010, I think, is what you're coming in on?
No, I'm on a Caesar's head machine, 610.
Oh, that's right, 610. I'm sorry. I've got a dual screen on this mobile, and I was looking at the other one.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm on a repeater all the time. I just seen who was on today, that's all.
Yeah, I'm mobile, heading over to Asheville. I've got a couple of grandkids in the car. We're going to go see that Harry Potter movie, over.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
Yeah, the Harry Potter movie, cool. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, go for it.
Hey, Dave, just want to let you know, I heard you in there, just want to let you know I got the email with the information. I'll give the guy a call tomorrow. Is he a full-time serviceman?
I believe so. That's his business, yeah.
Okay, I'll give him a call in the morning. I'll let you get back to the other fella. I got to get caught up on things. W2T.
Yeah, no problem. He told me it's about a two-week turnaround, so according to UPS, my radio will be there on Monday, and I'll probably have it back probably, you know, first or second week of May.
Like I said, I'll talk to him and see what it's going to cost me and everything else, and then I'll see what it's going to cost the ship. All right, talk to you later. W2T clear.
Have a good afternoon, sir. WU2T, KB2HXS. Back to the Hendersonville station.
Roger. Yeah, the call sign's K4REI. I'm actually on the western end of Hendersonville, a little town called Etowah, over.
Anyway, we have friends that live up there.
Since 2013, I just got into ham radio. About October of last year, I've got, I did the tech and the general, and, I get on HF from time to time, and, yeah, over.
All right, you got a little noisy towards the end there. I've been in ham radio since the late 80s, and I'm just, pretty much getting back into it in the last year or so here. We moved up from Florida about a year and a half ago. It'll be 2 years in August, so I'm just getting my station set back up. You get a little bit noisy. You have a good afternoon. Enjoy your movie, and please come back with your calls again, KB2HXS.
Right. Yeah, you're starting to break up, too, as I head towards Asheville. We'll catch you later, then, 73, and this is K4. Stand
by. All right, have a good afternoon. I didn't catch it because you're picket fencing real bad. Have a good afternoon. Enjoy your movie, KB2HXS.